Duran Duran, The Reflex. 8 minutes past eight. Town 102 Breakfast with Nick Pandolfi. In the studio is Matt Brennan from Grange Fitness in Kesgrave. Matt, hello, how are you?
Good morning, Nick. Yeah, I'm very good this morning, thank
Tell
you.
Tell me, if you will, once we decide you're going to join the gym, we're talking fitness with you, you've then got to have that mindset that's got to change with regards to what's in the fridge and what you're cooking in the oven, because there's no point going to the gym if you're still doing the donuts and you're still doing all that saturated fat and all that nonsense, is there? So how do you persuade clients that actually, okay, you joined up with the gym, you're working out regularly, you're feeling better, but you've got to sort out your diet. How do you do that?
Well, at Grange Fitness and Kesgrave Boot Camps, in 2011, we lost over 100 stone in fat. So we've got a good idea on what we should be doing, and clients, when they follow it, they do get the results. So obviously, if it's health issues, then that should be enough motivation for itself. But if it's I just want to lose a couple of pounds or a couple of stone for a wedding or holiday, then you need to be in that right mindset to get the results. So it's trying to find every person has a different way of working, and it's trying to find the ideal way for that person, really. So
yeah, if you, I'm just thinking, you know, if you're burning the calories, some of us might think, well, I can put in what I like because I'm going to the gym and I'm burning them off. But actually, you're not necessarily. You need to be taking on healthier foods anyway, don't you?
Exactly. If you get the healthy foods in your body in an early stage, then your body is going to be, or your system is going to be working properly, functioning properly, and then you'll find the weight loss a lot easier.
Is that a bit of a challenge when someone turns up and says, look, I've signed up for this. Okay, I'll do this, Matt. However, I've got a bit of a thing for a curry on a Friday night, and I quite like my cookies as well. So, you know, now you're asking me, you know, you're telling me I've got to give up my cookies. I mean, it's a difficult adjustment, you know, because not everyone wants to be an athlete. Not everyone wants to be a personal trainer.
No.
You know, not one wants to be an owner of a gym. You just want to feel a little bit fitter, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes I think some people in the fitness business forget that actually in the real world, some of us actually just want to feel good about going up and downstairs, and we're happy with that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's trying to find that level what suits every person. But for me, I'm the biggest chocoholic out there. So when I'm trying to be really good, I then try and find or break the routine that I'm in. So for me, at 8 o'clock at night is the worst time. That's when I have my chocolate. So what do I do differently? So I'll either take the dog out for a walk, or actually last week my wife would tell you that I actually done some ironing for the first time.
No!
I did, yeah, just to break the routine, because that's when I was craving what I wanted, and I knew that it'd be a wrong thing to do at that point. So it's just trying to find something completely different to do to break the routine.
Tell you what we want to talk about as well, and get your view on this, and see whether you and your colleagues think there's anything in it, and that is portion size. And we'll do that after Jennifer Lopez, and I'm talking about changing the size of your plate. Can the size of your plate actually determine whether you lose a little bit of weight? You know, if you're taking less food in, presumably, you know, there are fewer calories. We'll see if that mind game actually does any good. But first, it's J-Lo on the floor. Town 102 Breakfast. It's 11.